Oppenheimer must have understood that such words, especially coming from him, would attract controversy. Even Isidore Rabi, a close friend, thought the words ill-chosen. That sort of crap, we never talked about it in that way. He felt sin, well, he didn't know who he was. The incident inspired Rabi to say of his friend that he was full of too many humanities. Rabi knew Oppie too well to be angry with him, and he knew that one of his friend's weaknesses was a tendency to make things sound mystical. Oppenheimer's former teacher at Harvard, Professor Percy Bridgman, told a reporter, "Scientists aren't responsible for the facts that are in nature. If anyone should have a sense of sin, it's God. He put the facts there." Oppenheimer was not, of course, the only scientist to harbor such thoughts. That year, his former Cambridge tutor, Patrick M.S. Blackett, of the Poisoned Apple Affair, published Military and Political Consequences of Atomic Energy, the first full-blown critique of the decision to use the bomb on Japan. By August 1945, Blackett argued, the Japanese were virtually defeated. The atomic bombs had actually been used to forestall a Soviet share in the occupation of post-war Japan. One can only imagine, Blackett wrote, the hurry with which the two bombs, the only two existing, were whisked across the Pacific to be dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki just in time, but only just, to ensure that the Japanese government surrendered to American forces alone. The atomic bombings were not so much the last military act of the Second World War, he concluded, as the first major operation of the cold diplomatic war with Russia now in progress. Blackett suggested that many Americans were aware that atomic diplomacy had been a factor, and this had produced an intense inner psychological conflict in the minds of many English and American people who knew or suspected some of the real facts. This conflict was particularly intense in the minds of the atomic scientists themselves, who rightly felt a deep responsibility at seeing their brilliant scientific work used in this way. Blackett was describing, of course, the internal torment felt by his former pupil. He even cited the June 1, 1946 speech Oppenheimer had given at MIT, in which he had bluntly said that the United States had used atomic weapons against an enemy which was essentially defeated. Blackett's book created a stir when it was published the following year in America. Rabi attacked it in the pages of the Atlantic Monthly. "The wailing over Hiroshima finds no echo in Japan." He insisted that the city was a legitimate target. But, significantly, Oppenheimer himself never criticized Blackett's thesis, and later that year he warmly congratulated his old tutor when Blackett won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Moreover, when, a few years later, Blackett published another book critical of the American decision to use the bomb, Atomic Weapons and East-West Relations, Oppenheimer wrote to say that while he thought some points were not quite straight, he nevertheless agreed with the major thesis.